Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, January 8th. Happy Resurrection Day! I'm reading from the New International Version. And today we're going to be reading 2 Corinthians chapter 4. This passage was chosen because it links the creation narrative with the light that is seen in Christ. In Genesis chapter 1, God said, "Let there be light." And when we come to faith in Jesus Christ, in essence, God is saying, "Let there be eternal light in you." And so as we read this passage, I want you to think about how your salvation has brought light to your life and how we are called to be bearers of that creation light. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. The title in my Bible says, "Present Weakness and Resurrection Life." Therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry, we do not lose heart. Rather, we have renounced secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God. On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. The God of this age has blinded the minds of the unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For what we preach is not ourselves, but Christ Jesus as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our bodies the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that his life may also be revealed in our mortal body. So then, death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. It is written, "I believed, therefore I have spoken." Since we have the same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you to himself. All this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is seen is eternal. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I hope you're able to worship with other believers today and to have a time of rest where your soul is renewed in the Lord. I was just watching a little video about Sabbath, and he gave four aspects of rest. One was stopping. So we cease from what we're doing, our regular activities, our continual consumption, and are trying to get it all done. One is resting, And so we take time to rest and rest in the Lord. One is delighting. And so delighting in God's goodness and in His good creation, doing things that bring us joy, and then worshiping. And so I hope that for you today, that you're able to stop and rest and delight in God's creation and to worship Him today. This passage reminded us that the eternal glory of God is seen in the face of Christ. And so as we end today, I want you just to think about the face of Christ. I have never seen our Lord Jesus, but the Gospels paint a picture for us, don't they? And so as we meditate on Him, and as we spend some moments thinking about Him, let us pray that God would meet us in that space. Will you pray with me? Father, on this Sunday, we want to give You thanks and praise, for You didn't leave Jesus Christ in the grave, but You resurrected Him from the dead, and we celebrate today. In the face of suffering, Lord, we hold out the great hope of resurrection, knowing that these mortal bodies, though they give way, our eternal reality is life with You forever. And so we look forward to that eternal reality. We also, Lord, while You give us life here in this present moment, want to focus in on Your face. Help us to spend time meditating on who You are through Your Word. Help us to listen for Your voice and to experience Your loving presence today. As we rest and worship, as we stop, and as we delight in You and others, we pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.